This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague John Fund of the National Review magazine, a columnist, about the Republican debate in Milwaukee, concentrating on two governors, Governor DeSantis of Florida and Governor Pence, now Vice President Pence, of Indiana. John spoke very carefully about Mr. DeSantis's preparation and how there was a surprise in the evening. Mr. Pence, again, his very careful presentation and a surprise in the evening. Here's John Fund. Jim, John.
Well, there was that memo that was posted consciously on the website of his super PAC, which said that he should expect to be attacked by all the other candidates because he's the closest to Trump in the polls. That didn't happen for whatever reason. I think for the first part of the debate, he looked a little surprised at that, as if, why aren't I the focal point of all your ire? But he went through his talking points. He went through his record in Florida. And his basic message was, I am the doer, not just the talker. And what I've done in Florida, I will bring to the national stage, and I will be steadier and more reliable in implementing it. Now, you can agree or disagree with that presentation, but it's a coherent one. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I think it positions him, should Trump stumble or should Trump's legal problems, shall we say, tie him up in knots?
Another governor and former vice president, Mr. Pence from Indiana. Did he surprise you in any fashion, John? His reputation is that of one who is calm and wooden. Was he last night?
No, and I think part of the reason is he has nothing to lose. He has attracted the anger of the MAGA base, the true Trump supporters. He'll not win them back. So his only hope is to appeal to Republicans on the basis of, I was there for the 4 years of Donald Trump's policies, which you say you liked, and I am a more reliable repository of your hopes for doing something for the next 4 years. And he was direct. He was even rude at times, trampling over the debate rules, which is not normally Mike Pence's habit. But I think he acquitted himself very well, was very spirited. And he also got, of course, compliments from people like Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis, who defended him against charges that he didn't do what Donald Trump wanted on January 6th.
I'm John Batchelor.